Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Klaldalad Simin Hey. We mentioned that this halacha, which is found in Arachaim Simin Beis, that the Shulchan Aruch says that a person has to be careful with halachas of Tznius, both men and women, because of the covenant of the Shekhinah, which is with them. I'd like to read to you the language of the Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Aleph, Simin Beis, Sif Katan Aleph. A person needs to act with the proper appropriate tznius and busha. The person has to be aware of the fact that they're standing in Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence and act with appropriate humility. It's dark. It's in the inner rooms. There's no difference between light and dark. Therefore, a person has to be careful always because of what we just said. When there's not a necessity, a person should not reveal, and this is referring to a man, uncover his body, even a little bit, that which is normally covered. A person is allowed to uncover his arm till the elbow, the tzavara arachaza and the neck down to the chest, but the socks, the person should not walk around barefoot. Then, now he says, however, let's say a person is in the base of merchatz, that's etc. Now he does say the following. That the person, if it's impossible to do so, a person is not mechayev to do it. Now, obviously, if it's impossible, it's impossible. He means if it's extremely difficult, so a person would be meiko. So the Sefer Beis Baruch on Chayyadim, which brings us down in Klal Aleph, says if it's extremely hot, a person doesn't have air conditioning. He lived in Bnei Brak, and not many homes had air conditioning once upon a time. So a person would want to take off his shirt and just sit in his undershirt and tzitzis to learn. So he says that's possibly considered makom hekreyach. I don't feel comfortable deciding this question, but that would be an example of something would be considered hekreyach. The source for this is a Gemara. The Gemara says that when a woman was kneading the dough, they used to knead the dough by hand, and they would even knead large amounts of dough. They would uncover their elbows. So they would uncover the part of their upper arm, or they were by the washing. The Gemara says that when women were washing clothing, they were washing clothing in the river. They would uncover part of their leg. So we see that makom hekreyach, it was mutter to do so. And that was, the Gemara does not fault them for this. The Gemara says a man is a chiyuv not to be there at these times because of the fact that a woman is revealing parts of her body. But it's on the woman's chiyuv to be tznuah. This is not considered a lack of tznius to uncover the makom hekreyach. But without a hekreyach, a person should not be uncovered. Now the question is, like we left off, and now we have this very strong language of the Mishnah Berurah. This is what a person should be acting. Obviously, it's very appropriate to do so. But is it a chiyuv gomer, or is it just a mili de chasidus? So Moshe in a tshuva understands that since the source of this is the Gemara in Shabbos, and the Gemara in Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi says that it's something which he did. It does not sound like it was something which you're saying for everybody. So the Gemara makes a list of multiple different actions of chasidus that people did. So this is one example. So Rav Moshe understands that what the halacha is saying is that we're learning from Rav Yossi that this is the appropriate way to act, but it's not a chiyuv gomer, it's not a halacha chiyuv, it's an appropriate way to act. And therefore, if there's a need, one can be lenient. So a person wants to get dressed in the morning. So getting dressed in the morning under the covers is cumbersome, it takes a lot of extra time. A woman wants to get dressed, and a woman obviously is being makbid on how she gets dressed. She wants her clothing to look very, very perfect, etc. Putting on her dress under the covers would end up with a rumpled dress. That would be, she would not like that. It would not look well, etc. So Rav Moshe says that would be considered enough. What Mishnah Berurah calls a hekreyach, a tzarech. That's a valid tzarech to allow one to get dressed standing up, even though a person would be uncovered. Rav Moshe continues and discusses that there's a lachas of tznius in the base of kisei. that the person has to be tzuah in the basic kisei and only reveal the part which, of the body which is necessary to be able to do the relieve themselves, but not more than that. But it says, but however, in a place where there's a shower, where the derech in that room is to get fully undressed because the person takes a shower there, so in that place, a person can be makel to get fully undressed, to get dressed, even in a scenario where they're not taking a shower. Because that's not a makom of where the halachas of sneias apply, because you see that the person is getting fully undressed for the purpose of taking a shower. This is Rav Moshe's chiddush. Not everybody agrees with him on this point, but this is one, at least one way to understand it. So it is something which is clearly appropriate to do. The Shulchan Aruch is saying it is something one should do, but there are going to be potentially some exceptions. That being said, against that backdrop, we don't know now what is halacha in regards to a woman. Does she have a chiyuv of tznius in her bias above and beyond this halacha because of the halacha that by women these parts of are considered halacha of erva, and it's not appropriate for a person to uncover erva just like we discussed in regards to hair. What about that? Pastor Shem will talk about that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.